Thanks for joining us for another edition of our open mic program here on KFFB 106.1 FM. We have U.S. Senator Mark Pryor with us. And Mark, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. All week we've been talking about some of the key issues that affects Arkansas. And one is that we do have boys and ladies that are serving in Iraq. And you've got back from a trip there. Tell us what you've seen.
Yeah, I was in Iraq about 3 weeks ago. And I was also there about 2 years ago. And it is very true that the conditions on the ground in Iraq have improved quite a bit. From a security standpoint, we always knew that if we put our military in a given situation, we would settle that situation down, which is exactly what we've done. The real question in Iraq, and this is what General Petraeus and others who live in that world every day and that they're working every day to try to make sure that Iraq has a better future than it would have under Saddam Hussein, the thing that they are unclear of and uncertain about is, have the Iraqis made the political decisions and the economic decisions in order to get their country back on its feet? And, you know, it's hard to know. I think what will happen over time there is you'll see the U.S. draw down its troops, draw down its presence, and try to turn more and more responsibility over to the Iraqi people. I think that's very important. It's something we have to do, and I hope that the Iraqis are ready for it. People that are watching the situation very closely, they have their concerns about it and their questions about it, but at some point we have to turn over more and more responsibility to the Iraqis. The other thing that's going to be an issue in Washington when we get back is the fact that Iraq, because of their oil sales, now has a huge budget surplus. And, of course, the U.S. taxpayer has been paying for all this rebuilding, et cetera, in Iraq. And I'll be among senators who want to see the Iraqis pay for more and more the reconstruction of their own country. And we may do that through loans and it's things like that. But nonetheless, I think it's time for the Iraqis to step up financially as well and pay for this. I think the American taxpayer has put a lot of money, a big investment in Iraq, and it's time for the Iraqis to start doing that.
How about the soldier themselves? Do you feel they are equipped? Now, I mean, there were some concerns. Do you feel like they felt that they've got the equipment they needed now?
Yes, I think in the early days there was a real concern about their training and equipment, especially on the equipment end. They would go over there and they just didn't have the body armor, they didn't have the up-armored Humvees, et cetera, et cetera. We really put them in a situation that was very dangerous without the proper equipment. Today, I think they do have the equipment. I tell you, it was great to be over there and see the Arkansas National Guard. We spent a lot of time with the 39th Infantry Brigade. There's about 3,200 Arkansans there with the 39th. But you have to remember that there are also many other National Guard units and reserve units, and also there are a lot of active duty people from Arkansas there. You probably have about a total of 5,000 Arkansans in Iraq. So it seems like every time we turned around, we saw people from Arkansas, which was great. But one of the things that that came through loud and clear in talking to General Petraeus and others is the Arkansas National Guard is very, very good at what they do. And it made me proud to see all these school teachers and small business owners and firefighters that's their day job back when they're home. They're over there. They put on the uniform. They're doing great things for this country and hopefully making a long-term difference in Iraq. So I was very proud to see them and see them in action and know that they're doing a great job over there.
Our hats off to the Arkansas military for sure.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with another edition of Open Mic tomorrow. Tomorrow we talk about the Farm Bill, talking with U.S. Senator Mark Pryor. Thanks, Mark.